tuma. So kitzes a machloikas where bles nechachomim if such an oven is mekabel tuma or not. The Gemara says v'zehu tana shel achnoi. This was the famous case of a tana shel achnoi. Yeah. So Rashi says achnoi means like a nochesh, like a snake. That darka lasa is bagul. It makes a, in a circle. Lahachnis novoy etzopiv. It puts its tail near its mouth. Zemora says, "My achnoi, why do you call this tanner like a snake?" Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It means shehekifu devorim ki achnoi. There was a big machlokes about this tanner. If it's really mekabel tumah or not. Again, that Rav Lezer said it's tor. Rav Lezer said it's not mekabel tumah, and the Chum said it was tumah. So it's a big machlokes over here. Kachnoi zu vitomu, and they were metama this oven. Tonya, we learned, like, in other words, we paskin like the chachamim, like the rabbim. Tonya was learned. V'yoysa yoyim edadei, heishiv Rebbe Lezer, kol tshuva shebolim, v'loy kiblu. The chachamim brought all their kashes on Rebbe Lezer, and he did not accept them. In other words, Rebbe Lezer still held that this time there is tor, it's not mekabel tumah. And the chachamim had a lot of arguments, so they said, no, it's metame, it's mekabel tumah. But Rebbe Lezer did not accept all the arguments. Omalehem, Rebbe Lezer said, im halacha kemoise, the lach is like me, chorov zeh, this is like boxer tree, yechiyach should show us, should prove that I'm right. So neke chorov mim kemoi, this boxer tree, uprooted from its place, mei ama, one sheet holds, it moved 100 amas. V'yamrlo, and some say arba amas, it moved arba meis, amas, moved 400 amas. That's how much this boxer tree moves. As if to prove it, that your bless is right. Omrlo, the chum said back to him, no, ein mevim raim in a chorov. You can't bring any proof from a choruv. From Nisan, we don't pass on the Shiloh. From Nisan, there's still not enough proof that the lacher is like you. Chazav Yom, then Rabbi Lezer said, Chazav Yom Alhem, im halacha k'maisiv, the lacher is like me, amas hamayim, this flow of water, Yechiyach should prove it. What happened was, Chazav amas hamayim lachareyim, the flow, the stream of this river, started to flow backwards. And this happened, as if to show Rabbi Lezer's right. Omrullah, the Chum said back, no, ain mevin raim yamasamayim. You can't bring any proof from this type of a nest. The fact of the stream flowed backwards. Chazal b'yomalem, then Rabbi Lezer said again, im halacha k'mayis halacha is like me, koisle beis hamedrish shechichai. The walls of the beis hamedrish should prove it. What happened was, he took koisle beis hamedrish lipoil. The walls started to fall, to turn in. They started to curve to the hito. Started to turn, like to fall down. Is Gorobem Rabbi Yeshua? Yeshua started to yell, got angry at the walls. Omolem, he said to the walls of the Beis Medrash, "Im Talmidei Chachamim Menatzchim Ze Ze Balocho." If Talmidei Chachamim are having an argument, they're fighting out on the Dvar Halacha. Atem Atibchem. Like, what are you playing roles here? Like, why are you the walls falling in? So the Halacha, what happened was Lo Naflu Mifnei Kvodesh Rabbi Yeshua. The walls did not fall down because of the Kavod of Rabbi Yeshua. They listened to Rabbi Yeshua. But v'lay zokfu, the walls did not stand up against straight if they kvodesh Rebbe Lezer, because of the covered of Rebbe Lezer. V'yadayin matin v'yemdim, the walls are still curved, are still slanty. That's the way those walls are still in the Beis Medrash. Chazavu omlehem, then Rebbe Lezer said like this: im halacha k'maisa, like he wanted to prove his point. I'll prove it to you that the lach is like me, and min hashemayim yechichoy. I'll prove it to you that min hashemayim they also agree to me. And what happened? Yotzitzu Basko Basko went out for Yomer and said, Malochem Eitzel Rebbe Lezer, Shalach Kumaisa B'chol Mokom. Like, why are you arguing against Rebbe Lezer? The Halach is like him all over. So Basko said like Rebbe Lezer. Still the Gemara said, Omer Rebbe Yeshua Araglov. Rebbe Yeshua got up on his feet for Yomer and he said, Loi Bas Shemayim Hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim anymore. What does it mean to say, Loi Bas Shemayim Hi? Omer Rebbe Yirmi, Rebbe Yirmi says, what he meant to say was, Shekfa Nitnu Torah Mehasinai. Hashem already gave the Torah to us for Hasinai. And now we here have the Kerech to dashen the Torah. And we dashen it that, and therefore, it says, Ein ono mashkichem a baskel. We do not listen to a baskel anymore if it goes against the Torah. Shekva kosafta b'Hasinai. Because it was already written in the Torah that was given by Hasinai, the klal, b'Torah, achre rabbim lahatois. We have to go after the rabbim. Therefore, the chachamim are the rabbim, they are the majority over Rebbe Lezer. Therefore, the loch is like the majority, like the rabbim, like the chachamim. So Yeshua says, we don't pass on this baschil. Tomorrow says, Ashkechei Reb Nosson Eliyo. Reb Nosson found Eliyo Anovi. Omele said to him, Mayovi Kutcher Bruch of Ishosa. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shemayim doing at this time now? Omalei, so he said, Kochayach, he is like laughing, Hashem is happy. So Yaman Hashem is saying, Netzchuni b'ni, Netzchuni b'ni. They have to say, you won me, you won me. Because even though in Shemayim the Basco went down like Reb Lezer, but in Boris they were right. They were right to Paskin, the Klal of Acher Rav Mlahatis. They have right to Paskin, go after Chachomim. Omru was said, that Oysayim that day, they gave the Psak Din of Leite Chachomim, and therefore Heviyu Ko Tyros Shetir Reb Lezer. All the Tyros that Reb Lezer Paskin say was Tor, Vesor from Beish, and they burnt it in fire. The Nimnu Olav, and they gathered against him, against Reb Lezer, or Baruchu, they even put him into Nidui. They gave him like a klala. The Yomrin, that now they said, Mi yelech v'yodiyu. Who should go to tell Reb Lezer that we put him into Nidui? Omalem, so they said, Omalem Reb Kiva said, Ani yelech, let me go. Because Shem yelech adim sheinu hogun. Maybe somebody else may go that's not fitting to do the job. The Yodiyu, and that person will notify Reb Lezer that he was put into Shamtu, into Nidui. V'nimtsu machreves kol elam kuloi. Like we'll get angry at him, and with his power he'll destroy the whole world. Like Reb Lezer still was a great tzaddik. He had the power to destroy the whole world. So we have to be careful how we tell him. So therefore Reb Akiva said, let me go. So my Yosel, what did Reb Akiva do? My Yosel, Reb Akiva, lovash shcherim, he put on black clothing, v'nisatev shcherim, he wrapped himself up also with black clothing, v'yoshav lefonav, and he sat in front of him, barocha garbamis. He sat 4 amis away from Reb Lezer. Omula Reb Lezer said, Akiva, my yom yomayim, why is it different than any other day? How come today you're dressed in black and you're sitting 4 amis away from me? Omalo, Reb Akiva said, Omula Rebbe, kimdumeli shechaverim v'dilim emoch. That look seems to me as if your chaverim like put you into nidui. They're all separated from you. So that's the way Reb Akiva notified Reb Lezer that he was put into nidui. So Afhu, Reb Lezer himself also, Kora Begada, ripped his clothing, the Cholas Manolam took off his shoes. The Nishmat, and he went down, the Yoshua Gabakaka, and sat on, he went off the chair, and he sat on the floor. And Zolgu Ein of Demoyus, then tears came running down from his eyes. Loko Oilam, because of these tears, he felt so bad, so the world got punished because of that, like the Gemara before. Oinois Devorim, that shower is not Ninil. Hashem listens to the tears of people that are oppressed. So, Loko Ho'olam Shlish B'Zeisim, a third of all the olives of the world were destroyed, or hit at least, or Shlish B'Chitim, a third of all the wheat was hit, or Shlish B'Sarim, and a third of all the barley was hit. The Yeshem, some say, Av Betzach, even the dough, Sheb B'Yad Isha, in the hands of a lady, Tofach blew up, in other words, also got destroyed. That's all happened because of Kiva was feeling bad. So Rashi says the reason why he ripped his clothing, because Shahamanuda Chaya Bikriya, a person that's put into Nidu, he also has to rip his clothing. And also Cholas Manolov, Shahamanuda also Benasa Sandal, the Mar Maikon says. Nitzvah Rashi says Neskalkul, means the dough became ruined. Tana we learned, Ach, or else Af Godol Hoya Boisa Yoim. It was also great that day, Shebechol Mokram Shinosim Ba'enov Reb Lezer Nisraf. Wherever Reb Lezer looked that day was burnt up. That was also a makkah, Rashi is a makkah gedolah. That was a greater makkah that happened. That wherever he looked was burnt. V'yaf Reb Gamliel hoya ba b'svina. Reb Gamliel was also on a ship. Rashi says Reb Gamliel was nosi hoya v'yafiv nasa. Reb Gamliel was the nosi, and because of him, they like put Reb Lezer into nidui. So Reb Gamliel was on a ship. Omad olav nachshu tovoy. So the waves came and wanted to drown the ship. Omar, Rabbi Gamliel said, Kim Dumali, it looks like to me, Shane Zelav Shur Reb Lezer ben Hukkanus. You know why now there's such a big storm here? These waves want to drown me? Because the Reb Lezer ben Hukkanus, what happened to him? And he felt bad, his crying caused like I should be punished. So Omar, he got up a raglav on his feet for Yom, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Golov Yedula Fonecha, it's clear to you. Shel Olam Lechavod Yosisa, I didn't do it for my own respect. Volei Lechavod Beisav, not for my father's recovered. Osisi, did I do this? Ela Rather Lechavod Cho. I did it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Shelo yarbo machlokes b'Yisrael. There should not be so many machlokes in Klal Yisrael. That he had no right to argue against the Rabbim. That's why I did this. So nachayam izofoy. Then the yam, the ocean, kept quiet from its anger. Now, Ima Sholem, that was the name, the Veisud Reb Lezer. She was the wife of Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer's wife was Ima Sholem. Achted Reb Gamliel Havoy. She was the sister of Reb Gamliel.
So she was afraid that her husband, Rabbi Lezer, will daven a little bit, and Hashem will kill like Rabbi Gamliel. So mehi ma'isavelech, from that day onwards, she never let Rabbi Lezer fall on his face at the say tachnun. She was always afraid that his tachnun would cause her husband to die. So she always stopped him from saying tachnun.